For weeks on end, I repeatedly telephoned the number I had found for Dr. Oliver Lowry. It was a Georgia area code, somewhere on the outskirts of Atlanta, but nobody picked up the phone. Until one day someone did. "Hello?" said the voice. "Dr. Lowry," I said. "I'd prefer you didn't call me that," he said. "What can I call you?" I said. "Call me Bud," he said. I could almost hear him smile down the phone. "Call me Hamish McLaren," he said then. I told Hamish, Bud, Dr. Oliver Lowry, what I was doing, and he in return, whoever he was, told me something about his life. He said he was 77 years old, a Second World War veteran, a former Hughes aerospace engineer, and he had endured numerous operations, heart bypasses, etc. Then he said, "You're the first journalist to find us in 4 years." "Find us?" I said. "You think you're talking to Georgia?" he said. There was a faint mocking tone to his voice. "I'm sorry," I said. He laughed. "I phoned a Georgia area code," I said. There seemed to be voices in the background, a lot of commotion, as if Oliver, Bud, Hamish, was speaking from the midst of a busy office. "You'll never be able to print what I am about to tell you," he said, "because there is no way you'll be able to prove that this conversation ever took place." "So I'm not talking to someone in Georgia," I said. "You are talking to someone in a lab where there are numerous PhDs from 16 countries, including Brits, and the lab is in a 14-story building behind 3 layers of barbed wire defenses. That sure as hell isn't Georgia," he said. There was a long pause. "So you're using Coldivert?" I said weakly. I had no idea if this was true. Maybe he was a fantasist, or perhaps he was playing with me for the fun of it. But as I say, there seemed to be many voices in the background. Maybe he was just putting those voices in my head. The man said that the U.S. military has been researching silent sound technologies for 25 years. He likened this massive research to the Manhattan Project. He said there were good silent sounds. Children exposed to the good sounds in the womb turn out remarkably bright, and bad silent sounds. "We only use the bad stuff on the bad guys," he said. He said the Americans used bad subliminal sounds on Iraqi soldiers during the first Gulf War. "We warped their brains for 100 days. But they have had serious problems getting the subliminally implanted fears out of their heads during the years that followed. Negative things are a devil to get out," he chuckled.